Ghosts sure are a funny thing. The afterlife was something I didn't think I'd ever figure out, even as a betweener, and after helping at least 7 ghosts cross over to the other side, I still didn't understand them. My latest betweener client sat near the casket in the front of the viewing room with a book in her lap. She'd been hanging around for about 6 months now with little to no advancement on her case. She sure could charm the dew right off the honeysuckle. Mary Anna Hardy stood over the mahogany wood, high-gloss casket with a white velvet interior looking at her handiwork and took my stare away from the little ghost. Damn shame she drank herself silly. Damn, the ghost girl repeated. I'd found that my young client loved to repeat dirty words. What? She asked when she noticed me raise my brows toward her. She stuck the end of one of her pigtails in her mouth and chewed on it. Seeing that she died from liver failure that was due to drinking, I'd bet eternal slumber that half of her charm was due to the fact she was always sweet-talking to get another free drink. At least, that's what I'd heard she did down at the watering hole. John Howard Lloyd, maintenance man of eternal slumber, took the Swiffer mop and ran it over the walls to get any dust off. It was a handy trick, and he was tall enough to run it from ceiling to floor, not like me. I'd had to get a stepladder just to reach the top of the window casing. Granted, all the windows in Eternal Slumber, my funeral home business, were practically floor-to-ceiling with big wooden casing around them. After all, the funeral home was located in a very old Victorian house that had been converted into the funeral home that my family had owned. Now, it was mine. All mine. I sighed deeply, thinking about the last 6 months as my eyes gazed up at Mary Anna and John Howard and back to the little ghost. Shelley Shaw had been found in the gravel right outside of the watering hole. According to Jack Henry Ross, my boyfriend and local sheriff, Shelley hadn't even been in the bar. Apparently, she died of her own doing according to her autopsy, and I wouldn't be seeing her ghost. It was always hard to have a funeral for someone so young. The last person that young was my sister, Charlotte Ray. Truly, it's taken me the last 6 months to start feeling somewhat normal. Even Zula Faye Raines Payne, my granny, had just begun to show her spry self again,